Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look back on some of the worst predictions that were made 1 year ago about the year 2023. There's some predictions that people got absolutely right, but many other things that have developed this year, not all of them good, that people did not anticipate. We will get to some of the worst predictions for 2023, and if you have your own predictions that you want to make for 2024, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776, which brings us to something that we enjoy doing on Fridays, usually, which is our Call of the Week Classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner was Spencer in Ohio in 12 of December of 2015. And he was very concerned about the qualifications of the then President of the United States. Listen.
Yes, sir. I think Mr. Rick Perry and Mike Huckabee have been railroaded by the CFR people in the media like Chris Matthews.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Or the Trilateral Commission.
Why do you mention Rick Perry and Mike Huckabee? Well, Rick Perry's no longer a candidate. Mike Huckabee is just on the edge.
Generally, the people in the CFR media are Jewish-controlled people. And so if you tolerate illegitimate birthright citizenship, then you're going to say he was born in Hawaii. But I believe he was born in Kenya, and that there's a lot of evidence to show that.
He may not have been born in this country, okay?
So you can't just say, just because I'm a birther, you're not going to let me on the air.
I just let you on the air, but what is your evidence that he was born in Kenya?
I'm saying there's a lot of evidence.
I know. Okay. Tell me one piece of evidence. One.
Dr. Jerome Corsi wrote a book.
There's your proof.
I know, and the book is a tissue of lies, and it's a public disgrace. Spencer, why do you think that back in August of 1961, a 19-year-old girl who suddenly finds herself pregnant would want to travel by prop plane, which is how you had to travel then, all the way over to Mombasa, Kenya to deliver her child?
Think about that.
Well, I'm saying that somewhere along the way, Frank Marshall Davis is involved, and he lived on the West Coast. And that there was a ship going to Hawaii, and the president may have been born at sea.
Wait, I thought he was born in Kenya.
I'm saying that there's a theory.
I mean, honest to God.
Can you prove any of this?
If you can prove it, I mean, they must have screwed up somewhere along the line, and then...
They? They who?
I don't know. That's why they call them they, and them, you know?
When you look back at it, it's 2015, it's not even a decade ago. I mean, come on, you're talking about 9 years ago, right? And 9 years ago, how does the birther movement look? And the one thing that concerned me about it is there were people who were raising money on it based upon the idea that they were going to somehow prove that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. The irony about the whole thing is that if you know anything at all about the history of this notion that the President of the United States has to be a natural-born citizen, Ted Cruz was born in Canada. He was not born in the United States. Why was he eligible to run? And he was. I didn't win, but he could have, because his mother was an American citizen. And this has been decided before when George Romney, Mitt Romney's father, ran for president in 1968, and for a while he was considered the front runner. George Romney was born in Mexico. There's no question about it. He was not an anchor baby born in Mexico. What happened is his parents, who were U.S. citizens, had gone as part of a Mormon settlement. This is Mitt Romney's grandparents. And so the fact is that George Romney was eligible to run for president. He served as governor of Michigan because he was born to U.S. citizens. And by the way, for Barack Obama, wherever he was born, and there really is no doubt about it, they had birth announcements in the Hawaiian newspapers. They have people who actually remember the very early stages of his life where he was born in Honolulu, which was at that time, yes, part of the United States. But aside from that, his mother, who was born in Kansas and was raised mostly in Mercer Island, Washington, his mother was an American citizen, natural born. So the entire birther obsession had no basis at all. And think about it, all the good people and patriotic people who cared about this and sent in donations, supported organizations that were devoted to proving that Barack Obama was born somewhere other than Honolulu. I mean, this is bizarre stuff, and it's not particularly helpful. It's helpful to try to remember the past. Talking about the worst political predictions of 2023, one of the worst political predictions of 2015 was that Barack Obama was going to be driven from the presidency because of exposing the fact that he was born in Kenya. But what's the maybe worst political prediction of 2023? It was one that was made about 2023 in December 26th, the day after Christmas of 2022. And at that prediction, there was a Twitter thread predicting about world affairs that the United Kingdom would rejoin the European Union and war would break out between France and Germany. This was predicted by the former Russian president, close associate of Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Medvedev. He wrote, "Civil war will break out in the U.S. California and Texas will become independent states as a result. Texas and Mexico will then form an allied state." That's likely. Elon Musk will win the presidential election in a number of states, which, after the new civil war's end, will have been given to the GOP. And the commentary on this prediction, which it appeared in Politico magazine, they say, barring something truly cataclysmic in the next few days, none of this actually happened in 2023. There was no American Civil War. California and Texas have not seceded. Texas and Mexico, far from being an allied state, are still at odds. Elon Musk has not only not been elected president, seeing that there isn't a presidential election until next year, but he's ineligible for the office, seeing he is not a natural-born citizen. And by the way, not a natural-born citizen with American citizen parents, either way. There was another prediction which was made in March 30th of this year, so the very beginning of 2023, or near the beginning. Larry Kudlow predicted that Donald Trump will not be indicted, not in Manhattan. And there was also a prediction by many, many people that there would be a very big recession in 2023. What happened there? We will get to that and more, also talking about what works and doesn't work when it comes to caring for the environment. coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, we were just talking about some of the worst political predictions made anywhere back in 2023. Well, some of those political predictions were environmental in nature. For instance, the prediction by the Department of Ecology right here in the state of Washington that claimed that the new climate tax in this state would increase gas prices only about 5 cents a gallon. How did that really work out? Well, here's a report, an update from Todd Myers, who is director of the Center for the Environment at the Washington Policy Center. He is the author of the indispensable book, Time to Think Small, How Nimble Environmental Technologies Can Solve the Planet's Biggest Problems. Todd, you've been watching this closely. There was a prediction by the governor and by the Department of Ecology that there would be only a nickel a gallon increase in the cost of gas because of the state climate tax. How'd that work out?
Not very well for the governor and the staff of the Department of Ecology. At the end of the year, it had actually increased about 43-44 cents a gallon, which was predicted actually based on the numbers that were coming out and the results of the prices. There's an auction that sets the price, a state auction, and so it wasn't very controversial. In fact, it was the same number that the state of California and others came up with. But for some reason, here in the Department of Ecology and the governor decided to state their claim that it was only going to be a nickel, and that was wildly inaccurate.
Well, generally, there are a lot of claims about environmental improvements and very substantive efforts to reduce the impact of climate change, that promises that are made by Governor Inslee. In general, why is he not answering questions about those promises that do not appear to have worked out?
Well, he's not answering questions because there are no good answers, and he knows it. So King 5 TV and Susanna Frame, who is one of the top, if not the top, investigative reporter in the state, been around for a long time, looked at the promises that the governor had made about reducing CO2 emissions, about the state meeting goals for government, for his own administration, for reducing emissions, saving salmon, recycling, a variety of things. And what she found was is that he had missed basically every single one of them. So she wanted to ask him about that, and he kept refusing to do an interview with her. And finally, she ambushed him at an event that he was at and said, sure, we'll get you an interview. And then once again, he refused. So when the data are clear, when you've staked your claim as the environmental governor and the data are clear that you have failed on all of the key issues that you've highlighted, what else can you do but hide? And that's what he did.
Okay, one other thing that you're not hiding, you're actually helping to expose, Todd Myers, is some of the good news. And by the way, people can read about this by signing up for the Washington Policy Center newsletter. It's available right at our website at michaelmedved.com. And the motto of the Washington Policy Center is improving lives through free market solutions. And some of those free market solutions that you write about in the new WPC newsletter, some of those solutions have been working out remarkably well in the private sector. What are some of the most prominent examples?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I criticize our existing environmental policies, some disingenuously like to say, well, you just don't care about the environment. And in fact, it's the opposite. I do care about the environment, which is why I demand that we actually produce results, positive results for the environment. And we do see that in the private sector, and I'll just give you two examples. One is a group that I do some work with from time to time called PERC in Montana. They're a free market environmental think tank. They are actually doing some pilot tests and some innovation to make it so that elk and cattle can live, can share the same habitat and increase the ability of elk to move through certain areas and create pathways, which is great for them. And so they are using technology and they're paying landowners. They're not forcing landowners, not using government regulation, but they're actually paying them to do these things. It's a great solution and they're working on that. Another one is the issue of ocean plastic that I think you and I have talked about before. There's a group called Plastic Bank that pays people to pick up plastic off of beaches in developing countries where there's a lot of ocean or a lot of plastic that could go into the ocean, and then recycles it and uses it and sells it to companies like SC Johnson to make Windex bottles. They have, just using very simple technology tools and paying people, prevented about a quarter of a billion pounds of plastic from going into the ocean. Those are solutions that government just can't match. Where government is failing, private innovation is finding these solutions. And that's what I wrote about in my book, Time to Think Small, is these opportunities so that we can do things that actually do help the environment rather than hoping that politicians will figure it out, which they keep failing.
Is there something politicians can do that may be different leadership for our state? Like maybe for the first time since 1980, someone who isn't a Democrat as governor of the state of Washington, things that people can do statewide that could encourage more of these private solutions?
Yeah, I think right now the approach is that all policy comes out of Olympia and they dictate how we will achieve environmental goals. And the result is that those ideas are very detached from reality and so they don't work. That's why we're missing so many of our environmental goals. What they need to do is to work with individuals. There are utilities that are now paying people to conserve when electricity rates are highest. That's great. If you can conserve, if you don't need to use electricity, you should get paid. Or you should have your rates go down significantly. And that's, we're seeing that. We're going to engage people. They should talk to companies like Amazon and Microsoft, who are reducing their own CO2 emissions at rates at the cost far lower than the state is mandating. So we need to engage innovation outside of Olympia, not just rely on planners inside Olympia, which is the current approach.
Okay, and in terms of the cost to the taxpayers of Washington, the great thing here is it's a way that you can actually save money and without having a deleterious impact on your own finances. You can read about all of this in Todd Meyer's book, Time to Think Small, and by going to michaelmedved.com, signing up with the Washington Policy Center for their newsletter, which carries a great deal of this information. It's Washington Policy Center. Look for the green, appropriately, banner with a sort of an image of Mount Rainier on one of those precious, clear days that we get from time to time. Coming up on the MedVed Show, we have reviews of two important movies, one of which will be a major Oscar contender. We will be getting to that and more right here on the MedVed Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bello made the decision Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bello says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6th and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step in the mission to dismantle Hamas. Times Square in New York City, the place to be for a New Year's Eve celebration. Sunday's festivities include performances by Flo Rida, Paul Anka, and Jelly Roll. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rah-rah Medved.
We'll appreciate that rah-rah Medved idea. And regarding that, I want to offer a special note, particularly to our Seattle listeners on KTTH. Our show, I want to let you know, is not disappearing. It is going nowhere. I am not retiring. But starting next week, like most of the world, we are just switching formats over to digital. Starting next week, you can find us at michaelmedved.com and become a Medhead member to hear our daily show all 3 hours a day, live and direct and easy. And that show is going to be operating. Well, we're taking the day off, I'll admit it, on New Year's Day to help watch and root the Washington Huskies on to the national championship when they defeat the Texas Longhorns. But aside from that, we are going to be back as normal. If you've been in the habit of listening to our show, find us at michaelmedved.com. You can become a Medhead Plus member. That's the easiest way to do that. And you have access then for downloading all of our history programs as well, which is more than 100 of them, some of which you have sampled recently during this holiday season. In any event, it's very trying, especially when you have presidential candidates who are significantly older than me. And I don't mean just President Biden, President Trump as well. And I am full of energy and determination. We have a new movie coming out around the 4th of July. about, based on my book, The American Miracle. We are working on a new book about the 10 big lies about Israel. And we have brand new history podcasts that are going to be and they are all done in the podcast format. And all of that will be available. Just stay in touch with us at michaelmedved.com. And meanwhile, this goes to back to the worst predictions of 2023. And I mentioned there were a bunch of people, CNBC, Bloomberg, The Economist, all of these sources, and the Wall Street Journal, Fox Business, Politico, CNBC, they all warned about a major recession hitting this country in 2023. One of the many, many things we have to be thankful for as we move into a new year is it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And even today, when the market kind of slowed down a little bit, the Dow Jones was down 20 points. It's still at 37,689. And check it out at our Substack source at michaelmedved.substack.com, where I have a piece on why it's such good news and important news that the Standard & Poor's stock index was up 24% this year. That's huge. That more than makes up for some of the reverses during the pandemic. And again, it's a good thing when people have a long-term horizon and they actually can look ahead and get that deferred gratification, which is part of the essence of so many areas for success. Karl Rove made one of the worst predictions of 2023. He predicted on January 4th of last year, of this 2023, that Joe Biden would face a serious primary challenger. Sorry, Dean Phillips, you're not it. And then there was a prediction that was offered that Kevin McCarthy would never be elected speaker. He would drop out. Well, he did get elected speaker, and he didn't drop out. He was chased out. There was a prediction by Glenn Beck made in April of this year that firing Tucker Carlson would be the end of Fox News. Uh-huh. I'm not sure what exactly Tucker is doing. He is highly rumored to be on Trump's short list as a vice presidential nominee. Mick Mulvaney, former White House chief of staff, former head of the White House, the Office of Budget, budget director for the Trump administration, he predicted that DeSantis' campaign launch, together with Elon Musk on Twitter Spaces, was genius and would help secure the DeSantis victory. Does anyone remember that announcement? Because I tried to listen to it, like millions of other people, because it was pretty dynamic event. And this was the governor of Florida, and together with Elon Musk, the richest person in the world. And no, it did not turn out to be genius. They couldn't get the technology right, and not even particularly close to getting the technology right. There was a prediction that was offered by Susan Del Percio, who said last year at this time that Trump will not run for president. This time next year, Donald Trump will not be a candidate for president, the strategist and political analyst predicted during an MSNBC hit on Christmas Eve of 2022, especially with his legal troubles. I think there's a potential that he could make a deal, that maybe he pleads down to some other charges and it keeps him from running for office. It could also be that he knows he's going to lose. Okay. it doesn't look like he's going to lose, at least not the race for the nomination. It doesn't look like he's not going to necessarily lose the election. This is one of the problems that Trump has exploited, is the tendency to underestimate your enemies. It's always a bad idea. There's a prediction that was made that Trump will run, but he'll end up dropping out. Anthony Scaramucci, who was for 10 days, he was White House Communications Director in the Trump administration. He says, I know President Trump's personality reasonably well. He then said that Trump would drop out of the race. He does not like this. He's stressed about it. And I am going to say something contrarian on your show. I think he ends up eventually dropping out of the race. That has not come true yet. And then they pick on my friend Ben Shapiro because he predicted that Barbie would flop. In a YouTube video titled Ben Shapiro Destroys Barbie for 43 minutes, the boy king of the conservative podcasting world vented his spleen about the adapted from a toy Warner Brothers film. Quote, it was one of the most woke movies I have ever seen, he tweeted. That viewpoint, which the film wore on its sleeves, would doom it, he predicted. A business for Barbie is just absolutely going to fall off a cliff after its first week in theater, Shapiro predicted. The repeat business on this movie is going to be non-existent. Barbie, so far, has been the top grossing movie of the year. It's earned $1.4 billion worldwide. A global phenomenon. Sometimes predictions maybe should be a little bit more tempered. We will be talking about two big new movies that are coming out this weekend, Ferrari and Past Lives. Past Lives is being touted for several Oscar categories. We'll get to it coming up on the MedHead Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wishing everybody within the sounds of my voice a wonderful Shabbat, a wonderful Sabbath and weekend leading up to our great New Year celebration Sunday night and Monday during the day. And may this be a great and surprisingly positive year, which no one suspects. You look forward to the sort of the politics that is roaring ahead with the Iowa caucuses just 2 weeks away, basically. It's 2 weeks and 2 days. And then you have the Iowa caucuses. So let us hope that everything turns out in a positive way for a happy new year. One thing that has turned out that's positive is there are a couple of movies that are very much worth seeing. One of them is a film that is your classic little film from a first-time director. Her name is Celine Song, and she is a Korean originally who then moved with her family to Canada, and she's now a New Yorker in New York. She wrote, produced, and directed the movie Past Lives. And Greta Lee, who's another Korean-born actress, actually she's born in the United States, her parents are from Korea, but she plays a girl in Korea, and you meet her when she's 12 years old, and her best friend, and somebody who's incredibly close to her, is another 12-year-old, and he grows up to become the actor John T.O.U. And they reconnect originally through the internet, and then some 24 years later, when they are both in their 30s, they reconnect in New York City when the main female character is married to an American, and yet she feels that there is something deeper that is connecting her to this young man she hasn't seen for more than 20 years. The movie's called Past Lives. Some of the dialogue, some of it's in Korean with subtitles, but some of it in English sounds like this.
There's a word in Korean, inyeon. It means providence or fate.
Do you believe in that?
That's just something Koreans say.
to seduce someone.
What a good story this is. Childhood sweethearts who reconnect 20 years later and realize they were meant for each other. In the story, I would be the evil white American husband standing in the way of destiny.
Shut up. He was just this kid in my head for such a long time. I think I just missed him.
Did he miss you?
Okay, all of the acting in this film is superb. And there's also a lovely musical score by new composers that are not well known in the music business, Christopher Baer and Daniel Rawson. But it's all very evocative. One of the amazing things about this film is that with the language difference, there is a whole new language that they feature here, which is people staring into each other's eyes. And it's fascinating to try to read into what these people are thinking. She clearly loves her American husband, but there's something else that is drawing her to this young man who comes to the United States for the first time to visit as the film progresses. Past Lives is rated PG, and PG-13, I believe. And it's basically one of those things that it is not for children because the emotions move way past that childhood opening that you see there. But it is a rated PG-13 and gets 3 stars. It will be under serious Oscar consideration. And by the way, I was one of those people who thought that Parasite, the first foreign language film to win the Best Picture Oscar, I thought it was wildly overrated. This film, I don't think it is likely for it to be overrated. It's a very fine and moving film that people will remember. And there will be a great career ahead for Celine Song, who created this film. There's another veteran director. He's 80 years old. He's named Michael Mann. And Michael Mann has done movies like Last of the Mohicans. He was one of the people who helped create the TV series Miami Vice. This is a film about one of the most celebrated automotive brands in history. The film is called Ferrari. And it's really not just about the company, but it's about Enzo Ferrari, played here by Adam Driver, who is the commendatore who created this country in Modena, Italy. And the film takes place in 1957, when he is facing all kinds of economic challenges and personal challenges. The biggest personal challenge is he's married to Penelope Cruz. Their only son has died. But he secretly has another son with Shailene Woodley, who is his mistress, who lives a few miles away from where the Ferraris actually live. Some of the dialogue, with some fairly convincing Italian accents added, sounds like this.
Jaguar races only to sell cars. I sell cars only to be racing. We are completely different organisms. We all know it's our deadly passion, our terrible joy.
You, get out to the track.
Two objects cannot occupy the same point in space at the same moment in time.
You lift, he passes. He won, you lost.
You blame me for his death?
Yes, I blame you, I blame you. Could you let him die?
The father deluded himself!
The film is melodramatic. It concludes with a true story of a fateful 1,000-mile race where the survival of the Ferrari automotive brand depends on success. And generally, obviously watching staged racetrack footage can be very boring, but this 1,000-mile race, which is a real race that occurs in Italy every year, That race through scenic territory is beautifully captured and excitingly captured. And I don't know of any other race car movie where the footage has been as skillfully edited and shot as it is here. The main force powering the movie is Penelope Cruz's performance, and she is very well known, I think, to many audiences, Spanish actress. Can't speak for her Italian accent in the film, but I can speak to her performance, which is outstanding and probably Oscar-worthy. And she plays a woman who is deeply, deeply committed to the company that she and her husband built together and to that husband, whatever his foibles and flaws. The information that comes on at the end of the film that takes you forward in time from 1957 when the film is shot, with, by the way, a pretty nice evocation of the 1950s in Italy. And the materials you hear about what happened with the Ferraris, with both husband and wife, and with their company, makes you think there can actually be a sequel to this film if it is as successful as I think it deserves to be. It is rated R. There is one particularly intense and graphic intimate scene, and other intimate scenes and harsh language and some very disturbing violence with details about a crash that is shown in a more vivid, medically disturbing way than these things usually are. So it is rated R, and it merits 3 stars. It's playing in theaters everywhere, and it is turbocharged with energy and passion. And congratulations to Michael Mann on another gripping macho movie. Coming up next week on the MedVed Show, first of all, there will be next week. We're going to be on live on Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so on. And again, you can find our show if you've been used to either streaming it or listening to it on your terrestrial radio over in the digital world. But go to our michaelmedved.com. And I hope you will continue to join us as a MedHead member coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.